Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
Rex Ehrman, he is, well, accused of being the Long Island serial killer, and there's lots of evidence that really points to that being the reality of the situation. But how much did anyone in his home know what that was going on? We've been asking that question for quite some time, mainly Avassa Elrib, his wife, who has not been charged with anything. Really haven't had any conversations about the kids for the most part, because one would assume they probably have nothing to do with this. But when you're brought up in a home like that, sometimes things kind of rub off. Not necessarily directly, but maybe indirectly. Attorney John Ray, who represents some of the victims, had a news conference this last week directly accusing Victoria Huerman, Rex's daughter, of being involved in possibly the murders, all the way to cannibalism. This is John Ray's accusations, which feel a bit out there. Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author, joining me. What was your reaction to John Ray's accusations that he made in that news conference?
You know, Mr. Ray was very bold, and I have to say that my gut reaction to the news conference was to be a bit shocked. Mm-hmm. I think looking into all family members, as we've talked about many times, is the appropriate thing to do. Who might have known? Mm-hmm. What did they know? Is there any evidence that they were involved in anything illegal, criminal, abusive, whatever? It's all relevant, but I don't think the news conference with the graphic accusations, particularly about cannibalism, being demon-possessed, I'm not sure that it was helpful at all.
Let's for a second assume that Victoria Huerman, and there's no reason to think that she's involved in this in any way, shape, or form, other than the drawings and the art that John Ray portrayed the other day, which are quite macabre and quite dark. But let's assume that she was unaware of anything that was going on with her dad, at least in terms of killing people, the allegations of all that, and the sex and all of that. Is it shocking to think that maybe someone has a tendency to gravitate towards darker art and things of that nature? If that is your dad, although you don't directly know what he is involved in, where those sort of things kind of, you know, it's kind of rub off on you, so to speak, over your upbringing to you know, create someone who's into that sort of thing later in life?
Yeah, sadistic torture porn always really bothers me.
Yeah.
And if I were ever treating a young person who, let's say mom brought the kid in and said, we found all this kind of torture porn on his pornography, I would be really concerned about that. But on the other hand, there are millions and millions of people who enjoy that sort of thing. I can't wrap my head around it, but I know that a lot of people do, and they don't ever engage in acting out in any kind of criminal way or in violating anybody else's rights. So I would have concern if Victoria really was pursuing that kind of interest in that kind of drawing and pornography. And a lot of those drawings that were displayed in the press conference were not created by her.
No.
I think there was only one thing she had created, and these were all things taken off other sites that allegedly she had visited online. Mm-hmm. So was it just curiosity? You know, or mm-hmm. is this someone that's really fascinated by this material and gets sexually aroused themselves by this material? The other thing it speaks to me of is that has she been as a young person or as a kid growing up exposed to that kind of material mm-hmm. in the home, and therefore it was sort of normalized, and you see that happening a lot.
Yeah.
And so we don't know to what degree a kid that grows up with that kind of material and sees it as being normal, to what degree then do they act on it in the future? We don't know that. But we do know that in many cases, serial killers were exposed to that kind of material as children. So it's always of concern. But yeah, the way the news conference was done, I think, was a bit over the top.
Could an interest like this be genetic? Could that travel that way? Or does someone who has a disposition for this or a predisposition for this, is it because of some sort of exposure in childhood? Is it because of some sort of abuse? Or do some people just, it's how their brains work. That's what they're into.
Yeah, there is this quality sometimes that we really can't measure, that some people just seem to have more of a bent toward violent sex. Mm-hmm. And we don't know exactly why that is. Are there genetic factors? Very likely. There's certainly not just one gene, but there could be a variety of genetic factors that come together that make some people more vulnerable to that than others. And as I've mentioned before, sometimes with people with these proclivities, you find a history of head trauma, you know, that's more common. So what is it about certain brains that make people different? You know, we don't have that really well figured out yet, but we're working on it. But we do know that exposure in childhood to violent sexual material does create this kind of template in the mind for many people, that tends to be what arouses them the most and what they go back to.
Speaking of the mind, I'm curious to get your reaction to John Ray's mind as to what he was thinking while putting all this out here. Let's take a look at a piece of that news conference.
When you take all of these things collectively, are you going to be able to reasonably say, well, just circumstantial evidence, who knows whether the mother really knew what was going on in the house? Who knows whether Mr. Heuermann had anything to do with what happened to his daughter? You can take one inference, is that this poor girl was brought up in this sickness. And don't think for one minute, from what you now know, that Rex Heuermann was cutting people up, removing their hands and heads and so on, just so that he could avoid identification. That isn't even true. We know he left the tattoos on, he sliced them up. He knew very well he could have just cut them off, and he didn't. He's not caring too much about identification, although he is that too. He's enjoying what he's doing. Look at what he is reading, what his daughter is reading, what they're observing. It's BDSM to the max. And it's demonic. How else do you describe it? This house, are you surprised at the way it looked? It matches the demonic life that they're living there. Why do you think they haven't left after they know that murdered bodies were in that home? There's much more to be said on that. I say to you, you draw the inferences. You draw the inferences. These people are in our society. They're cannibals, they're monsters, they're human devils, they're evil. The Heuermanns are part of that pack.
It almost feels like it could be a clip from a Halloween movie. Where it's like, yeah, and the news conference is happening out back after Michael Myers was found, you know.
And really, if I was trying to spur the townspeople to come out with their pitchforks and their torches at night, it's like this is designed to get people riled up about these cannibals in our midst. So yeah, definitely over the top. It got attention, as I understand it. I watched. I saw a news thing come up that he was going to be on with this news conference. I tuned in, and my jaw dropped. Yeah, there's concern about the art, concern about the attraction to sadistic torture porn, of course, but this really did seem, you know, excessive.
Yeah, it, I don't know what to make of it other than, I don't know. I mean, John Ray has had some points that have been made in the past, not on this conference really, that have, you know, led to some interesting facts. He's been right on some things, but there's some things where a lot of people go, oh, it's just for attention. I don't feel like in his mind it is. I don't know. I mean, is this an attention-grabbing stunt that he's pulling here, or is he just so immersed in this thing that any kind of red flag that pops up, it's appearing much larger to him than it really should be? Because, again, a lot of these images that he showed weren't even hers. That's
exactly
the thing. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. The really awful stuff. There was one thing she had created that was not very extreme. And then all the really extreme, horrendous stuff. If we knew the contents of what everybody has done in their Google search, you know, ever, everybody in the country would probably have something to be worried about.
Sure.
You know, and when he gets into this is BDSM to the max, well, it's really a different category of violent porn, and uh-huh. I wouldn't, you know, there are a lot of people into BDSM. 40-60% of everyone engages in something that at some point could be looked at as a little bit kinky sexually. A lot uh-huh. of that is just in fantasy or couples role play, and that's really different from the kind of material that he was showing. So, and again, going to websites, people go to websites out of curiosity all the time. So I don't think we can make this leap to calling them cannibals and demonic. That's just
and exactly. That's the other part where we're talking about cannibals and demonic and human devils and things of that nature. That also just seemed very over the top. I mean, Rex Heuermann, yeah, I mean, you can call him whenever you want if that, in fact, he's guilty of doing these things, but it felt very reckless to throw these two under the bus. I think it's fair to say it should be a little more, and I'm sure they already are looking into the family if they haven't already. But, I mean, there's a lot of cases where the families don't know, whether that's willful ignorance or they're just ignorant of what's going on. I mean, again, BTK, for example, Carrie, his daughter, they had no clue. And she's a great advocate for this sort of stuff today of families that are going through this sort of hell. But to go on and say this sort of thing about the daughter, I mean, she's 28 years old, I believe. And it seems, I mean, we're kind of treading on dangerous territory here if somebody really wants to, you know, if they have a penchant to get violent or something, or think they're going to try and get back at someone or a family, just to throw this out there doesn't seem like a great idea.
Yeah, not the most responsible way to try to look at what's going on in these people's lives, definitely.
Yeah, it's another interesting piece of the equation. If he's right, I'll eat crow, but I don't know. I just feels like this is a bit of a stretch, but I don't know. There's a lot of questions about that family, but this one kind of came out of left field. We'll see what happens after this. If not a lawsuit against John Ray, because I think he's kind of treading some thin ice right there.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.